702.
Weekend Breakfast with Refilwe Mpakanyane.
Let's walk the talk.
And as we do every Sunday, we say good morning to our psychic and medium, Deboho Matebeng Mfete. Good morning, Deboho.
Good morning, Refilwe. How are you?
I am well. Thank you so much. I trust you are too.
I'm good. It's just pouring. It's pouring. The rain, yo.
The rain, yo. So my question to you on the back of our conversation last week when we were talking about cleansing oneself, have you had an opportunity to take a walk in the rain, of course?
Unfortunately, I haven't, just to tell the truth. I've been extremely busy with, you know, consultations and spiritual things that
sure.
I do. So I haven't had the time to do that. I wish I can do it, but I will try and get a moment or a day.
Yeah.
I think this rain is going to last for a couple of days, as I see. Now, we were told it's going to be only for 3 days, but I don't think it's going to be only for 3 days. I see it happening during in the week as well.
Mm, absolutely, absolutely. Mm. Well, if you get a chance, I should actually try it out as well when I get a chance.
Most definitely.
Yeah.
You will enjoy it.
Deboho, so today we're talking about good luck charms. What are they? Do they really work? But first of all, I want you to give me a shout if you believe in good luck charms and how your good luck charm has worked for you, right? Give me a call on 011-883-0702. And of course, if you want to be read by Deboho or have him answer specific questions for you, do you believe in good luck charms and how has your good luck charm worked for you? Now, Deboho, tell us, what in the world are good luck charms? Why do we imbue such, not power, but yeah, power and characteristics in an inanimate object?
Good luck charms, that's a very interesting topic that we're actually having today. Good luck charms is something that is believed to bring you good luck, you know, and almost any object can be used as a charm. You know, people can use your four leaves, gloves, your keys, your elephant, and your house shoes. So any object, people do believe in this thing. You know, it depends from what a culture you come from and what belief you have often about this kind of things. But in any essence, actually, any object can be used as a good luck charm.
And why do we do this as human beings, right? Why do you hold on to something and say, well, I'm feeling unsure of myself today, or I've got this big presentation, I'm a little bit nervous, but if I hold on to this thing or if I have this pebble in my pocket, I'll be fine.
It's basically about, it's just to bring you good luck, you know. Some people believe that it's a natural birthright for somebody to have someone born with misfortune, while others believe that like the product of determination, you know, and a positive mindset and hard work. So some people believe that this object, when they do have them, they do believe that in a way it can bring this kind of luck towards them. So it's basically all about the belief that people have, because if you don't have that belief, that this thing wouldn't be able to actually be able to work for you. So if you did not believe, you cannot accomplish things that you believe, you know. So the cause will be able, obviously it will fail, you know, if you don't believe in that charm. So you need to be able to believe that you can be able to succeed in that charm and have that underlying belief that the lucky charm can give you the luck that you deserve. So it's all about it.
Okay, so externalizing your sort of, not faith in yourself, well, faith in yourself and that self-confidence as well. So almost like a backup
most
system
definitely.
For yourself
yes,
as well.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
So, Deboho, when, you know, when people who then believe in the opposite of that, which is bad luck or the fact that, you know, or bad omens, what is the thinking behind that?
The thing is that when they think about bad omen, is the thing is that, you know, there'll be signs that you'll see. I mean, first, for a person to say that I've got a bad luck, there's certain things that you would come across to say that you've got bad luck. You know, if your things are stagnant, if you're not being able to prosper, you know, if there's no growth in your life, you know, if you are just going around the same cycle and you're not achieving what you're able to achieve, then you'll be able to see that there's a kind of bad omen. But to go over, you know, on how to deal with things, some use your lucky charms, some go through the cleansing process. So it's different ways on how people would want to use that. But unfortunately, in terms of us as Africans, it's very rare for us to go through through the good luck charms, because in most of us, we believe in terms of like cleansing and all that. Mm. The good luck charms are most used, you know, in terms of the European people, or, you know, the white people, so to speak. But with Africans, it's mostly unlikely. They do have them, but it's certain nations, like your Zulu nations and all other nations. It's not everyone who's using that.
Fantastic. So, you know, you've mentioned something quite interesting, is the fact that, you know, there are many cultures around the world that do have lucky charms or signs, right? So if it's I mentioned the four-leaf clover in Ireland, or it might be that lucky cat in China and Japan, if you see it with the one arm swinging and waving, beckoning, you know, wealth or customers if you've got a shop, I guess. So we've got the lucky cat, or even the horseshoe. So, you know, I guess in many ways, you mentioned the fact that sometimes people believe luck really is me creating hard work and opportunities and being prepared, or me working hard, being prepared so that when an opportunity arises, I'm ready to make the most of it. What do you think of that school of thought?
Yeah, definitely. It's all about that. I mean, if you go around the world, like you've mentioned, the four-leaf clover, the lucky cat, you know, and the hamsa that you find in the Middle East, you know, those kind of things, or the white elephant that you find in the Thailand. Each and every of these charms, they symbolize different, they've got different meanings around them, and in terms of where you can be able to get them in the world. But I do believe that, you know, for people, for them to actually attract luck, you know, is to actually to prioritize, you know, speed over greed, and for them to expect good things to happen to them more than good, you know. They'll be able to come, you know, good things will be able to come in their own way, and they must examine their choices of life so that they can be able to attract the good things. It's all about the choices, it's all about the things that we go through as individuals, you know. So all these things, they do differ in that way. So lucky is something that you may say that lucky, you know, some people for our luck are different. For people to have food in their fridge, some people think that it's luck for them. They can be able to survive and all of those things, okay? And some say believe that if they dine in a fancy restaurant, then they are successful and they are lucky and all about that. But our lucks are different. But I mostly believe that luck is something that you are born with, and you need to prioritize some of the things. You need to go over greed, and, you know, so you can expect good things to happen, and more good, and more good will come your way if you examine the choices that you make in your life.
All right, we've got William on the line, and he'd like to ask you a question. Welcome to Weekend Breakfast, William. You can please go ahead and speak to Debogo.
Good morning, Debogo. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm all right. Debogo, can you please do me a favor? I would like to have a reading about my life.
About your love life?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, can you kindly please give me your date of birth?
I was born on the 30th, December, 1982.
1982. Okay, thank you so much. With you, what I pick up is that you are a loved person, you know. People really do love you, especially in terms of women. But unfortunately, I do pick up that you're also afraid of commitment. You don't want to commit further in what you do. You don't want to be told what you're supposed to do. So for you to be able to get someone around your space, it's going to take a long time, because you are used to your freedom and you are used to do things your own way, as that is a problem for you to commit and share your space with someone else. But you do have love, and you've got lots of love to give. You're a caring person, you're a kind person, and you give a lot. But you need to work around in terms of you not having trust issues, and you not working around in terms of commitment. Try and accommodate people in your life, you know, especially when it comes to love, so that people can be filled, can feel welcomed, you know. But you will prosper, and you will definitely get somebody who understands the kind of person that you are and the kind of personality that you have.
Okay, thank you very much.
Does it resonate and sound? Does that resonate with you, William?
Yeah, it does resonate. Because I'm not listening up, so I need to actually give someone a chance to know her better, so that I can actually get someone.
All right. Good luck with the love life, William.
Thank you very much.
All right. All the best. We've got another call. Teboho Zanele has got a question for you. She'd also like a reading. Welcome to Weekend Breakfast, Zanele. Please go ahead and speak to Teboho.
Hi. Morning, Teboho. How are you?
I'm fine. And how are you, Zanele?
I'm good, Teboho. I'm just wondering if you can do a reading on my life, because things seem not to be getting anywhere. Everything I try, I hit a dead wall. I don't know what to do anymore.
Okay, not a problem. Can you kindly please give me your date of birth?
It's 12 October
1977. 12 October 1977. What's your surname?
My maiden name.
Surname, yes.
Oh, my surname Ngongo, N-G-C-O-N-G-O.
Okay. And whose surname is this?
It's my dad, my maiden name.
Okay, your maiden name. Okay, right. Thank you so much, Anneli. Right. Your things are a bit stagnant, as you've just mentioned yourself. They are moving in a slow pace because there's this spiritual disconnection that the ancestors are, you know, they're having with you. Your father's side, you need to connect more with your father's side. Your father needs to explain to you the originality of where they come from and who they are in terms of tradition and their cultural beliefs. For that to happen, it's going to help you for you to know your roots a bit deeper. And for you to know your roots a bit deeper, it will help you to connect more with your ancestors so they can be able to open up your things. So if you do that and you connect more with that side, these are the people that are having most of your blessings, because I see there's a grandfather on that side who's holding your things. And also on your mother's side, there is a complaint in terms of, that is your maternal side, in terms of the things that they give to you, but you don't necessarily give thanks to them, or you do not do a Thanksgiving ceremony when they give you, those small blessings and whatever. So you need to be appreciative more about the things that happens in your life, and then more of your things will be able to open up as time goes on. You will succeed. It's just that for now, things are a bit stagnant. But as you move into the new year, in 2021, your things are going to start to open up a bit. Starting from the 20th of March and going, so throughout the rest of the year in 2021. So 2021 is going to be a great year for you. But I need to start first in terms of reconnecting with your ancestors, especially on your father's side, and some of your things. You will not be able to miss on the opportunities that you missed this year, because I see this year that you missed a lot of opportunities in terms of work, in terms of business, and where you want to go. But definitely, do make sure that you do that. You take that advice that I gave you to sort out your father's side, and you will succeed.
Thank you so much, Deborah. God bless you.
Thank you, Zanele. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
All the best, Zanele. You know, Deboho, it strikes me as I listen to you speaking that gratitude and taking stock of one's life is such an important part of being able to see progress, being able to lead a more, I don't want to say productive life, but a more productive life, or even constructive life, right? That seems to be part of a lot of the advice that you're giving. In popular culture, you've had women like Oprah telling people to keep a gratitude journal and. But what does gratitude show up like or look like in the realm within which you work?
It's more about being appreciative. It's more about I mostly tell my clients that when your spiritual guides give you something, you need to be thankful. Unfortunately, it's human nature for us to just want to receive, but not to be thankful for what we have received. Mm-hmm. And it's not only about the ancestors it's also about the spiritual guide. It's also about God. God gives you something, you go and you kneel down and you pray and you become thankful for what you received. But people tend to use their human behavioral pattern to say, maybe it's because I'm intelligent, that's why I got this job. Maybe it's because I work very hard.
but it's not mostly about these things. Yes, it can entail some of those things, but it's also about the blessings that we do receive from our forefathers, those that we do also receive from our spiritual guide. So people need to get into a habit of being thankful, in a habit of being, you know, having gratitude. We show it in different ways, and you know, in terms of our beliefs. We do believe that, you know, as African people, that we need to at least slaughter, you know, a chicken or a sheep or a goat to be able to show our gratitude, to be able to, you know, to show that we are thankful and we appreciate the good things that are happening in our life.
Sure.
So people need to get into that habit and they will be able to succeed more.
All right. Fantastic stuff. It's been a really interesting conversation. I've enjoyed our chat this morning and thank you for taking the time to give advice to our listeners. If you could give us your number that they can contact you on.
Thank you so much, Rafi. It's always a pleasure speaking to you. The number that you can get a hold of me is 067-392-3017. It's 067-392-3017.
All right. Thank you so much, Tebogo Matabeng-Fete, our resident psychic and medium. We'll chat again next week, Sunday.
Thank you so much, Rafi. Have a blessed Sunday. And do not forget to get a chance to walk in the rain when you do have it.
I absolutely will. I'll make sure there's no lightning and thunder out. But yeah, sounds like an absolute treat.